is on the health savings plan, whether
the cost to the employee would still be $1,090 for the family plan, still $1,096 per month. I'm just looking at whatever David just gave me, $1,673. Now you're talking about like the 50%. I'm not talking 50%. I'm showing $1,096. That's with no contribution.
$1,096 for employee and family. Is that what you're saying?
I'm trying to understand how you're getting that the employee can put almost $7,000 more in their pocket.
Okay. What I'm looking at, and of course there's what Don just handed. Don, this sheet that you handed as monthly premium by employee, that's with the 50% off. Mm-hmm.
Are you meaning that if the county were to not do a contribution and yet give that to the employee as a raise? Is that what you mean?
No, I'm saying the cost of the employee out of their pocket each month when you pay your insurance, if I have my spouse on, each month my paycheck, that's taken out of my paycheck to pay the insurance. Is that the way it works, Don? So the cost out of pocket that's coming out of my paycheck to pay the insurance is that. It's going over a 12-month period, it's going to be that much less out of my pocket.
If they choose to go with the insurance.
Yes.
So you're saying if they don't have insurance, they'll save money. But they'll put more money in their pocket. But then they don't have insurance.
I think we're trying to twist words on something.
I'm honestly trying to understand.
Okay. I guess I'm pretty simple-minded here. If I have to pay, I'm looking at the sheets given me here. If I've got monthly premium paid by employee and family on this one sheet, just use an example, $1,010. Okay, I was given two sheets here.
Okay, January 1 of
2020.
So you're wanting 20? Are we using 20 numbers or 21 numbers? Current rates or next year's rates?
We've got both here.
20? Okay, 21. Okay. We'll go to this sheet, the 21 rate for next year.
Okay.
Employee and spouse, monthly premium, paid by Taney County. This one, okay.
That's about,
we don't want that. Okay, right here, is that the premium that it costs me as employee if I want my family on there? $1,195.50. Okay. So has this changed different from what they did Friday?
The numbers I put together this morning, they see a 5% increase in 50% of the board and increase.
Okay. 600. Okay. So that number's different than what we was working with on Friday. $613 is the cost to an employee with a new policy, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's paid by the county.
Yes, an employee. $613. Oh, okay.
This is the
Okay, what John would have sent us. For the 2020 rates, where it's got 1776, 1778.
Okay, are we not on the...
We're back to 2020.
Okay, so 2021, the current renewal is $1,778 for the family total cost. That's with no county contribution towards the employee or the employee's family. That's what it costs for the family insurance for 2021. $1,778 a month.
Okay. $2021 should be $583.
Where?
So we don't want to look at this one, do we?
That's our current, so you can see.
Uh huh. This should be what?
$583.
Okay, that's what I was. Okay.
Where, right here.
Right.
Where?
That's what I have. Yeah.
Should be 1778 minus 613 is 1165. Divided by 2 is 582.
What's 582? 75 times 12.
You said 583?
Yes.
Okay. So it rounds up.
Pardon?
I have mine on the, well, not with the decimal, so it comes to 583.
Okay, 583 times 12 is $6,993.
Okay. So now what is the point behind the 6,000, almost 7,000?
What the benefits person needs to know from us is the health savings plan. If we're going to keep it the same, or the difference, or we're going to do it the same.
And that's fine. We can move on. You stated that puts that much more money in the pocket of the employee, and I'm still trying to understand.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But if we want to move on. To
no, you're fine. If I want, I'm saying that the same thing would be true, kind of reverse on the benefits, the health savings plan. If I don't have to pay out of my paycheck where I'm paying the insurance each month, the county, I have my paycheck and the county is holding out my insurance payment each month out of my savings, then if I don't have to pay over the 12-year period the $6,993, then that amount is left in my bank account. Pardon?
No, I think she's talking about the HSA. Okay.
Take any of them. It's helping the employee.